This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, my mailbox is full with people, I think most of them are Catholic from what I've read, who are big fans of the Wayne Allyn Root Show, listen to the show, and just love that interview. And just, you know, and by the way, I think she's one of the most well-spoken people who's ever been on my show. Isn't that funny? Out of all the political guests I get who hammer me and my booker and producer, Andrew Paul, you know, that we want to be on the show. We have a great topic. We want to be on the show. We're regularly on Fox News. We want to be on Wayne's show. And then they come on, and not one of them is as well-spoken as that young lady who is a pregnant mom with a one-year-old child who got kicked out of a church. Not one of them. And by the way, what kind of a priest or any person of God? I mean, what a nice lady. Who would kick her out of anyone? Anyone would kick her out of any religious institution. I don't care if it's a mosque, a Jewish temple, you know, a synagogue, a Catholic church, a Protestant church. I don't care what it is. You'd have to be crazy to ever call the police on that nice lady. I mean, what a sweet gal. Well-spoken, too. Just fabulous. I think she's right up there with the two most well-spoken people that have ever been on my show who made their point the clearest. We're now Deirdre Hairston, that gal, and that pregnant mom, and Nikki Haley. And I'm not even a fan of Nikki Haley's politics, and I think she stabbed Trump in the back quite a few times, although gently, not horribly, but that's because she's too smart to do it horribly. She was stupid to do it even gently, but Nikki Haley did kind of, you know, pull a traitorous action on Trump after January 6th, so I'm not a fan of Nikki Haley. But at the same time, you know, we need candidates who are female and minority and not, you know, white, blue eyes, blonde hair. I mean, she is different. We need different candidates that expand the base and prove diversity. And she's a fairly conservative person, Nikki Haley, but she also has some rhino tendencies, and she also has backstabbed Trump a couple times. And so she's not my favorite person in the whole world. She certainly isn't my choice for president in 2024, although she could make a really nice vice president. To get some diversity on the ticket, I think, is important. Get a woman on the ticket is important. Person of color on the ticket is important. But she's certainly not my favorite Republican, and yet she's one of the most well-spoken people who's ever been on my show. So was Deirdre. Isn't that funny? She's not a politician. But, you know, I met her parents at the White House, wonderful people, and they did good. They raised a nice gal, nice Catholic girl, right? That's a kind of an old stereotype, right? But it's true. Nice Catholic girl. She probably went to Catholic school. And she seems really nice, and any priest that would kick her out, as far as I'm concerned, should be, is this the right word, defrocked? Is that the right word, defrocked? Should be kicked out of the whole Catholic religion. What a terrible person you've got to be. What a mean-spirited, vicious, unspiritual person you'd have to be to kick someone like that out of your church. But I listen, you don't kick out illegal aliens who are criminals out of your church. You don't kick people out who confess to murder out of your church. And you never bothered to call the police on pedophile priests. But you kicked her out? A pregnant woman with a one-year-old? You kicked her out? That's nasty, man. That's just nasty. You know, it really is. You know, it's amazing. I meet people who are true blue Republicans. And they go to all the Republican Party events. And they're really nice people. And they tell me why I believe in the Republican Party. And I got to tell you something. None of you have ever met the important people who are in charge of the Republican Party at the RNC, in Washington, D.C., at the Trump White House, in charge of the Nevada Republican Party. Almost everyone I meet that's in charge is nasty. Nasty freaking people who you wouldn't want to babysit your children. They're just not nice people. Leaders who make it to the top are like vicious, doggy dog. You ever put... They're eating every person in their way. These are vicious people. They step over the dead. They step over your dead body. They use cleats to step over you to get to the top, to get to the top of the corporate office world, to get to the top of politics, to get to the top of the Nevada Republican Party, to get to the top of the RNC. I've met some of the most unpleasant, horrible people in my life that run the Republican Party. And then I've met the actual day-to-day people who are not rich, who are not powerful, and they're just really nice people, salt of the earth. And I feel the same way about religion. Every time I meet someone who goes to church every single Sunday, I'd never met someone like that who's a hypocrite. They're always nice people. They're always salt of the earth. They make me say, gee, that's what makes America great. Every person I ever meet in church is a nice person. But the people at the top of the church are like the people at the top of politics and like the people at the top of corporations. I wouldn't give them the time of day. I wouldn't let them babysit my kids. They're vicious. They're disgusting. They're nasty people. I'm telling you, the people at the top of, not the Catholic Church, all of them, Jewish, I'm Jewish. The top rabbis, they're not nice. The top Protestant ministers are not nice. They're in it to get on TV and make money. They're not really religious. They're all liars. But the people who go to their service are nice. And none of them ever make it to the top and get a billion-dollar a year church and a billion-dollar infomercial because they're not cut out to be vicious enough to get it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It all makes sense to me now. I believe in religion and the people who go to church and temple and mosques. What I don't believe in is the people at the top of the churches, the temples, and the mosques. I believe in the Republican Party, but I don't believe in the people at the top of the Republican Party. The more I meet people who are really in charge of politics, the word that comes to mind is nasty son of a, not butcher. They're all nasty SOBs, and I don't mean son of a butcher. Every one of them. And that's like this Father Milton Ryan. What kind of a nasty person claims he's a minister and a priest and a man of God? And yet he would do that to such a nice lady. You know, I hope you're listening. I guarantee you the Catholic Church has all the resources in the world. Believe me, they're all listening. Believe me, they're getting a copy of this show. Your priest is nasty. Your priest is not an example of Catholicism. Your priest is not an example of who you want to attract people to your church. That is not a nice person. He's not a man of God. He's evil. To be able to do that to that young lady and to say you're never welcome back in the church? A 20-year-old Catholic mom with a 1-year-old? You're nasty, man, Father Milton Ryan. And your people are nasty. The people who are in charge of the Dallas diocese. I got it before you chimed in, Chris. Diocese. Took me a second. Let's see you say that fast when you're not Catholic. You know, and you've never been introduced to the word very often in your life. Say it fast. Diocese. But spell it. D-I-O, what is it, C-E-S-E? Let's see you look at that word and say it fast on the radio when you're talking 100 miles an hour. Not easy. Yes, Jesus forgives me, and I'll bet you Jesus forgives Deirdre, but Jesus will not forgive Father Milton Ryan, because that's nasty. Just bad. And by the way, I want to bring this up before the show runs out of time. You know, I know we have, let's see, almost two hours to go. But, you know, there's so many stories to get out. And it's hard to put them in order because they're all important. So Mississippi and Texas, because we're on the topic now of masks and lockdowns and COVID. Mississippi and Texas were called Neanderthal. And, of course, Florida, too. But Mississippi and Texas most recently ended the mask mandate, ended the lockdowns, told businesses, reopen the nightclubs, reopen the nail salons, reopen the gyms, and you don't need masks anymore. It's optional. If you as a store owner want to do it, and I agree with that, by the way. It should be, you know, you can't use masks. See, I don't try and stop you from wearing a mask, so why would you stop me and force me to wear a mask? I wouldn't force you to not wear a mask. If a store wants to or a customer wants to, that's their business. But anyway, they got rid of the mask mandate in those states, Texas and Mississippi, just recently. Florida got rid of it a long time ago. And basically Joe Biden and liberals and the liberal media put out article after article saying these governors are dangerous and they don't care about their people and everyone's going to die in Texas and Mississippi. And you know what's happened since then? COVID's gone away. COVID's gone away in all the places where they got rid of mask mandates and they got rid of lockdowns and said, you can now open up your restaurant and have as many people as you want. And COVID went away. It's almost gone, and the deaths are down to nothing, thank God. So what does that tell you? Doesn't that tell you who the real Neanderthals are? All the people that have lied to you and scammed you and made you hysterical about COVID. As I pointed out on my own, you know, my own social media the other day. Let's see what I said on Parler. I got to read you this, the comment I made on Parler. I think it's important, and you should hear it. Here it is. So here it is. I wrote down, I posted Texas, Florida, Mississippi. Because, first of all, I connected to an article, and the article is Neanderthal Texas and Mississippi defied dire COVID predictions, and now everybody's healthy. And I said, Texas, Florida, Mississippi are just finding out what I already know. I've been out every day and every night for 300-plus days and nights in a row for business meetings, for my rallies for Trump with 5 to 10,000 attending, for my Open the Economy rallies with 5 to 10,000 attending, business lunches, business dinners, rarely ever wear a mask for more than 5 minutes, shake every hand, not a sniffle, not a runny nose, there is nothing to fear but fear itself, 99.9% survival rate, stop with the idiocy, lies, fears, and hysteria. Okay, do you understand? There's no reason to be scared. It doesn't mean tomorrow I won't come up with COVID. I have a lot of friends who've gotten COVID in the last couple months, and some of them said, man, it was nasty for 3 days. Okay. Isn't the flu nasty for 3 days? I know people who've had the flu for a month, 2 months. I know people in the olden days who had the flu and they had to go to the hospital, just like the people occasionally with COVID have to go to the hospital. But I just saw the other day about 30% of all COVID deaths since the day of COVID, 30% are in nursing homes. 30%, and I'll bet you 90% of the other two-thirds are over the age of 75, 90% or higher. I might be way low. It might be like 99%. So the rest of us don't have to lose any sleep over this. The media's lying to you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRuth.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Hope you enjoyed my interview with Deirdre Hairston in hour number one. Hope you're here to hear it, because she is the young lady who got thrown out of the Catholic Church in Dallas, Texas for not wearing a mask, pregnant, 28 years old, one-year-old's child holding her hand. The whole thing was just ludicrous, beyond belief, what's happened to my country. What a bunch of Nazis and communist dictators are running our country. Unbelievable. But that's not politics running our country, even running our churches, running our corporations. A bunch of woke, politically correct jackasses. My gosh. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. Because if you need a health care program, you are in luck. By the way, the special enrollment period, not that it matters, because you can enroll any time of year in Liberty HealthShare, but if you need a special enrollment period, it's taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable, they extended it now through, isn't it extended now through like July? Maybe even like August. It keeps on being extended forever. Basically, Joe Biden is so desperate to get everybody in the world on the failing Obamacare program that I think he's just made the window the whole year you can get on. There's more time to get on than there is window closed. Windows open all day long for every moron to climb through and ruin their life with Obamacare. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. I found Liberty 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. So you choose any doctors or hospitals you want. They have over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. I'm a member. My children are members. In premiums alone, I've saved a minimum of $120,000, maybe as much as $180,000. But definitely the minimal I've saved is 120 grand. How would you like to look in your bank account and find an extra 120 grand? You can with Liberty Health Share. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-Liberty, 855-58-Liberty, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, 855-58-Liberty, or you can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll give you any information you need if you were driving and couldn't take it down. All right. Crime is soaring in left-wing cities that defunded the police. I think I read this to you on Thursday, but I saved it again in case you weren't on Thursday, didn't hear it. All the 20 major cities that have reduced their police budgets in some way, shape, or form have massive increase in crime and homicide and violent crime and rape and murder, you name it. Los Angeles, Oakland, New York City, Portland, Austin. Homicides in Oakland, California have risen 314%, 113% increase in firearms assaults. Portland saw homicides rise 270.6%. New York City saw an increase of 11.8%. Los Angeles saw a 38% increase in murders, 28% in murders this year, 38% last year, and 28% this year. Minneapolis saw violent crime rise 22%. They all want to defund the police. They've all effed themselves, screwed themselves. Idiots. What a bunch of idiots. Doesn't get any dumber than that. Biden's infrastructure bill includes $20 billion to destroy highways for being racist. Did you know that? He wants to destroy highways and rebuild them because they're racist. You gotta love this stuff. You couldn't make this up on Saturday Night Live. It's so dumb. It's so absurd. And I think, if I understand this, they're saying that highways were built in the middle of black neighborhoods, and it's damaging to black neighborhoods, so we're going to knock them down. That makes them racist. Highways are racist. It's not just people that are racist now. It's not just statues that are racist. It's not just history that's racist. It's actually highways and bridges are racist. And they're going to spend billions on an effort to reconnect neighborhoods by destroying current highways and making sure the new projects advance racial equity and environmental justice. And, of course, they didn't mention this one, but reward their union cronies, corrupt union cronies, with all kinds of prevailing life wages. A whopping $621 billion has been touted for transportation, infrastructure, and resilience, which will address historic inequities. Structural racism and persistent economic inequities have undermined opportunities for millions of workers. Last year, Biden's transportation secretary, Mayor Pete Butthead, proclaimed that black and brown neighborhoods have been disproportionately divided by highway projects or left isolated by the lack of adequate transit and transportation resources. In the Biden-Harris administration, we'll make righting these wrongs an imperative. I'm surprised he didn't say in the Harris brain-dead Biden administration, because Biden's brain-dead and Harris is clearly the puppet president, the real puppet president. And then the real president is clearly Obama. And then the person giving Obama orders is George Soros, the Chinese Communist government, and the Mexican drug cartel.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As people take a closer look at President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan, the president at the White House says everyone knows we need to fix our crumbling roads and bridges.
We're talking about making sure that you take asbestos out of schools. That's infrastructure. We're talking about building high-speed rail. That's infrastructure. We're talking about making sure you're in a situation where you can redo some of the federal buildings that are just absolutely leaking energy every single day. That's infrastructure. In addition to roads and bridges and highways and broadband.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is pushing for a minimum tax on multinational corporations to level the playing field on a global scale. Yellen saying it's needed to spur innovation, growth, and prosperity. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. The Root is on fire already. A mind-pounding show, just second by second, so many things going on. The attacks from all over the world against capitalism, against nationalism, against America. It's unbelievable. Sponsor, by the way, of this segment of the show is the War Raw podcast. That's my podcast that's on now. We started out doing a once-a-week edition. Now it's every day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then a weekend edition to cover the weekend called War Raw Top 10 with the top 10 news stories of the week for conservatives. So every day of the week you got something on War Raw. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check it out. Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. All right, we've got a guest who's going to be in town, in Las Vegas, right here in my town tomorrow. It's Charlie Kirk, founder and president of Turning Point USA, conservative youth activist organization, a great one, I might add, doing wonderful work with over 250,000 student members, author of the MAGA Doctrine, host of a nationally syndicated radio show now on Salem. Welcome to my world, Charlie Kirk. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Thanks so much for having me, and looking forward to being in Vegas. It's going to be fun.
Are you doing 3 hours a day like I am on the radio? Is that your new thing, 3 hours a day every day, Monday through Friday?
2 hours. 2 hours. That third hour is exponentially more difficult, as you could probably attest. But doing 2 hours every day from 12 to 2 Eastern, still traveling a lot. I was doing podcasts before, but I have a lot of respect for you, Wayne. People listen when you say things, and you say things really well, and that makes sense to people, and it's not easy to do 3 hours a day. I'm learning that the hard way.
That's why I laughed when a lot of people said that that Trump should replace the great Rush Limbaugh. And Rush was amazing. I mean, he was my hero and my mentor. And, the reason I got into this business, I was the king of Vegas sports gambling and had millions of sports betting clients all over the United States. You may not know that. For 25 years, and then I ran into Rush Limbaugh's manager, Craig Kitchen, and I said, you don't know this, but every party I go to, I'm a huge conservative, I'm a Reagan conservative. Everywhere I go, people tell me that I should be the next Rush Limbaugh. I'm going to be the next Rush Limbaugh. And he laughed at me and said, yeah, okay, right. By the end of meeting me, he said, you know what, you may be the next Rush Limbaugh. You could talk. So I've done this for years, but when they said that Trump should replace Limbaugh, I said, I love President Trump. I think he was one of the greatest presidents in our history. If he'd gotten another 4 years, he would have been the greatest ever. And yet, there's no way he's going to do 3 hours a day on the radio. That's hard work. You know, it's just not something he's going to do or has to do. He's got his life as a billionaire and likes to play golf and likes to save America in his own way. He's not going to do 3 hours a day on the radio. Very tough job. Mind-grueling job. And welcome to our business, Charlie. It's a tough one, and I'm glad you're in it.
Yeah.
Because you're good at what you do.
2 hours is easier than three.
Yes, it is.
And I do kind and...
I do 2 hours twice a week, by the way. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I get a guest host to open my show for an hour. I can't even tell you how easy it feels to do 2 hours. It's like the easiest thing in the world once you're used to doing three. It's amazing. But they're all hard. Two hours a day is plenty of work. I give you plenty of credit. But I give you credit for what you've done. What you've done with youth in this country was very ballsy and very brave and very smart, and you've done it in the right way. I think what you do with Turning Point is wonderful. Now, you've got an event tomorrow, Tuesday, here in Vegas at 7 o'clock at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center. Tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, so it's part of our Turning Point USA campus gen-free tour, trying to make the case that Generation Z should actually embrace freedom and not serfdom. And it's been very interesting. We've been going across the country. We were in Oklahoma, Missouri, Kentucky, Nashville in the last 10 days. Now we're coming to Vegas and then San Jose and then San Diego. Unfortunately, we can't be right on campus. We're pretty close, though, as you well know, kind of how everything is laid out there. Actually, technically might be on campus. I don't know UNLV as well, but we're super excited for it. And I'm going to talk for about 30 or 40 minutes, then we'll open up for questions. And anyone who disagrees is allowed to go to the front of the line. And then we just have some fun. We talk about big picture ideas. And my case is very simple. We live in the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. Don't whine about what might be wrong in your life, because there's plenty of things you could probably complain about, but apply yourself differently believe in earned success, and I also reject many of the major lies that have dominated kind of the news cycle and the American left in our country. So it's a lot of fun. If anyone's in Vegas, want to stop by and see it for yourself, then go to tpusa.com. There's a banner there that they can check out. We're going to have a lot of fun.
So I'm certain, you know, when you ask a question, you never know. Like when they asked O.J. Simpson if the gloves fit. But I'm pretty much certain you agree with me on this one, Charlie. I have never tried to silence a liberal in my life. I'm willing to debate any of them anytime, anywhere, on any topic. And none of them ever take me up on it, by the way. But I never want to silence them. I would never do to them what Twitter did to me when they banned me for life. I would never do to them what Facebook, I'm sure, is going to do to me eventually and what they'd like to do to me on the radio. They all want to shut us up. They don't want us to have a voice. And they don't believe debate is allowed. You know, if I disagree with them on lockdowns, Facebook actually suspended me, and Twitter each suspended me for a week. When I had Twitter, they suspended me because they said, incorrect medical advice when I said that lockdowns have never worked anywhere in the world and people will still get COVID and lots of them will still die, but you'll destroy the economy. That's stupid. And they said, incorrect, misleading medical information. They don't believe in debate. You and me, you just said, come up to the front of the line if you disagree. I love that philosophy. That is great. I think that's how all great conservatives should think. Liberals should never be silenced. I want to debate them, but I don't want to force them to shut up. They want us to shut up.
That's right. And that's the difference between a liberal and a leftist. The leftist wants to kind of play into the totalitarian temptation, as I call it, which is that voice in the ear, oh, I have the power, I might as well shut somebody up because I want to stay in power. And they might question something I'm doing wrong. And that's why speech is a moral good, not just a utilitarian good, because it's a moral good because it allows people to express themselves if they feel they're being tyrannized or question the decisions that are being made against them or on their behalf. It is fundamental to the idea of the consent of the governed. There is no consent to the governed if you don't have speech. And I think conservatives have been misled by the corporate oligarchy to believe that somehow tech companies should be immune from this. I agree with libertarians on the principle of free speech. I know, Wayne, you speak at a lot of those conferences, and I do too. But I don't think these tech companies should be allowed to shut people up. I don't.
Agreed,
of
course.
And I'll make the argument that, but not every libertarian will agree with that. They think, oh, it's a private company. That's nonsense. It's not. They are exercising in the public domain, and Clarence Thomas's dissent was, I don't know if it was a dissent, it was an opinion. I didn't actually read that much into it, but he said something along the lines of, I read his quotes, that the tech companies in our country should be able to be regulated like utilities. That's exactly right. Their information highway is no different than we have interstate highways in our country. And so it's time to either break these companies up or regulate them or put in a modern day bill of rights that apply that if you're not able to say someone should shut up outside of the state capitol in Carson City, Nevada, then you should not be able to have Wayne Allen Root be kicked off Twitter, where you have a digital bill of rights to be able to say what you want to say. And I think that the biggest problem with speech on the internet is anonymous speech. And anonymous speech is protected by the First Amendment. But I think that if you put in, if just talking about solutions, if you say that insofar that you are not anonymous and you've declared your identity, then you should not be allowed to be kicked off the internet. And I think that would solve a lot of problems. I think the most graphic and horrific ideas that people think would dominate the internet happen only under the guise of anonymity. And I think if you were to say, okay, I'm Wayne Allen Root and here's what I want to say, I don't think anyone would have a problem with saying that you have a right to stay on that platform, no matter what you have to say.
You know, I don't know if you agree with me. I like to compare it to a lunch counter or to a restaurant or to a landlord. I mean, I'm someone who believes in capitalism and freedom and government should stay out of our way. And yet I have no problem with the fact that government has made sure that if you can't say I won't serve you because you're black. You can't say I won't rent to you because you're black. Even though it's your building and you're a landlord, you don't have a right to say because you're black, you're Jewish, you're Hispanic, I will not rent to you or I won't serve you a meal. So we've all agreed on that as a society. Why is that different to say Wayne Root should not be allowed to speak on Twitter because I don't like what he says? Why would you protect black people, Jewish people, I happen to be Jewish, protect Hispanics, but you'll protect religions, you'll protect Muslims, you'll protect women, you'll protect gays, but you won't protect a Republican? I don't see my views as being any different than someone saying I won't serve you at the lunch counter because you're black.
Yeah, and so the issue here is that, and it's a great point, is that tech companies never admit it's because of viewpoint, right? They say it's because you violate their community standards, which is insane, because then I guess all you have to say is the Southern segregationists have to say, well, you know, we're not serving the black person because they're black. It's just that they're violating our community guidelines.
Right.
Right. I mean, of course it's insane. We know why they're doing it, because they don't agree with what we have to say.
Right.
And so any person who is fair can see that. And so it needs to come down to this, which is, where's the public square? The public square has moved over time, moving quicker because of technology. And the public square moved from where it was 200 years ago, which was pamphleteers. Okay, that should be protected. Then it moved to radio. Okay, that should be protected. Because remember, Wayne, this is not new. They were trying to kick the great Rush Limbaugh, aforementioned, off the radio.
Right.
And they failed because they said, no, you're not going to be able to use the FCC to arbitrarily. They want to do it now, but there's also the whole fairness doctrine nonsense. And I know we're up against the break here. But we can continue to explore all of this.
Charlie, I love it. I love it that you're now a radio host. You understand the music's on. You know it's time to go. Everyone else, none of the other guests get it. They're all as clueless. What are you going to have to stop talking? Charlie knows now. It's good. Listen, we do have to run, but I want to make sure everyone knows again. I got to stop you in mid-thought, Charlie, because it's more important to let him know that tomorrow you're in Vegas. In Vegas, free tour event. He's the president and founder of Turning Point. He's at the Ahern Hotel and Convention Center, 7 p.m. Register online at tpusa.com. /GenFree, or go to Eventbrite and search Gen Free Tour. Thank you, Charlie Kirk. See you in Vegas. Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if 6 doctors told you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, just the ludicrous things going on in our society right now. A family was kicked off Spirit Airlines flight because their 2-year-old child who was eating wasn't wearing a mask. First of all, how could a 2-year-old be expected to wear a mask? How do you kick their family off a plane because a 2-year-old won't keep a mask on? Wayne Root doesn't want to keep a mask on. I feel like I'm suffocating. I'd rather not fly. But how would a 2-year-old eat with a mask? Can someone explain that to me? Spirit Airlines kicked a family off a flight from Orlando to New York on Monday because the 2-year-old child was not wearing a mask while she was eating. The child was eating. The flight attendant told the parents they weren't complying. Policy told them they had to pick up their belongings and deplane. Other travelers sitting near the family defended them, but the flight attendant would not back down. The mother was 7 months pregnant, told the flight attendant that her child just turned 2 1 month ago. So really, it's a 1-year-old. I mean, are you insane? You got to be insane. So wait a minute. You've got a mother who's pregnant, and they're also traveling with a special needs son who's prone to seizures. And according to a report, the entire flight was deplaned. And there's videos of the entire situation. Update: Spirit Airlines let everyone back on the plane except for the abusive flight attendant responsible for forcing everyone to deplane. So maybe the flight attendant got fired, I don't know, or got suspended. A few weeks ago, a family was kicked off the Spirit Airlines flight because their 4-year-old autistic son wouldn't wear a mask despite a note from a doctor. You know, I just think it's time to take all these vicious little Nazi despots and these communist dictators, and the word dick is stressed. They're a bunch of dictators. And it's time to take all of them and that priest, Father Milton Ryan in Dallas and Holy Trinity Church, and just kick them all out of the country, because these are horrible people. These are nasty, nasty people who have no heart. Isn't that funny that they accuse conservatives of having no heart? And I'm not for giving welfare to everybody in the world. I'm not for giving food stamps to everyone in the world. I'm not for anyone who's able-bodied and has 2 legs that move getting welfare and food stamps. I'm not for letting every illegal alien into the country. So I'm heartless. I'm a terrible person. I'm heartless. Meanwhile, I have more heart for all these people, all these nice pregnant women and nice families with special needs children and nice families with two-year-olds. Do you know how hard it is to board an airplane with a big family? You know how hard it is to board an airplane with a kid with autism? You know how hard it is to board an airplane with a special needs kid and a two-year-old who wants to eat a snack? How could anybody not cut them some slack? And the pregnant woman with the one-year-old in the church, Deirdre Hairston, who was on our show today, how do you not cut them some slack? There's something mentally wrong with you. You are a vicious, horrible, little communist dictator. And you need to be kicked out of your job. Terrible people. Terrible people. But on the other hand, they're nice when it comes to illegal aliens. They want to let millions of them in the country to ruin our entire nation. That's interesting, isn't it? I wonder if anybody's ever kicked an illegal alien off an airplane for not wearing a mask. You know, do you think they all follow orders? My guess is very few illegal aliens are ever on airplanes. Because they have no money. They're illegal aliens. And they're working some menial job. Yeah, if it was up to liberals, they'd all be upgraded to first class for being an illegal alien. I don't speak English. I'm an illegal alien. They have a little sign. And liberals would say, give them my first class seat. They're wonderful people. Liberals are just screwed up people, man. Really screwed up. They cry for all the wrong reasons. You know what you should cry for? I'm a son of a butcher. You should cry for my dad, the butcher, who was white and had no white privilege and worked his whole life with a white apron and bloodstains on it and went into that crappy freezing freezer 100 times an afternoon to get a piece of meat for some ungrateful, rich, spoiled brat customer and who died with nothing. Maybe you should feel bad for him. Feel bad for working class people and middle class people. And yes, white, straight males who are working class and middle class, they deserve some tears too. You don't just cry because someone's black. You don't just cry because someone's transsexual. You don't just cry because they're lesbian. You don't just cry because they're an illegal alien. Maybe you should shed a tear for all the nice, white, working-class, middle-class people of America, especially men, who have gone to work their entire lives early in the morning and don't come back till late at night and barely see their families while their wife was a stay-at-home mom and took care and raised the family all day long. How about those men that never got to see their own kids because all they ever did was work their fingers to the bone their whole life? You know who that is? My dad. And every other dad I knew in my neighborhood was all Italian and a couple of Irish, all Catholic and all white, and all the men were away at work all day working their fingers to the bone and barely ever saw their kids except maybe on Sundays, and then half the day they had to spend in frickin' church. Huh. Wow, what a life. What a life. The wife stayed home and raised the kids, and that's overwhelming too, but the husband just works and works and works till you're like an old horse they put to death in the pasture. That's what happens to every husband. My grandfather died of a heart attack. They all died. My father died of cancer at 67 years old because they just work and work and work, and all they ever do is work and pay the freaking taxes. Maybe you should cry for that sometime. You liberal losers, you loony liberal nutcases who want to destroy the greatest nation in world history. But you know what's part of it? You got to work. Nobody in the Democrat Party understands that. You got to work. Nobody gives anyone anything because they're white and male and straight. They work their asses off till their fingers fall off and they drop dead of cancer or a heart attack. Maybe you should cry for that sometime.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.